Hi, I'm Brian Kilmeade. You can hear me weekdays 9 a.m. till noon on Finger Lakes News Radio. FLX Morning continues now.
And welcome back to FLX Morning. It's 8:37. We're joined by our friends from Finger Lakes Health. Laura Turbide is here to fill us in on who we have in studio this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Paul. Happy holiday season.
Yes, happy holidays to everyone.
Thank you. I think I've brought an ideal guest for this time of year. I'm here today with Tammy Healy, who is our infection prevention and emergency management specialist and our employee health manager. She has worked in infection prevention for really as long as I've known her, so probably about 14 or 15 years, we were saying, in this role. However, I was just learning she's literally been at the health system since she was a candy striper. So 40 plus years in some capacity. Her training is as an RN, and really her role in our health system is to manage and help prevent infections. So as you can imagine, this is not only is this the season for her, this has literally been the past 3 years for her, yeah. I guess I would say. So the past 3 years have really been, I think, a culmination of all of that training put to good use, let me put it that way. And so we're going to talk a little bit about everybody gathers for the season. We know that we still have these viruses circulating, from influenza to RSV to COVID-19. We're still talking about the sort of the tridemic, the trifecta, however we want to call it. We're going to talk a little bit about what we can do to protect ourselves, because we all want to gather, right? It's been too long, and everybody wants to gather and see each other, but we also want to continue to make sure that we're safe. So we're going to get some tips.
Yeah, well, the biggest tip I can offer is please get vaccinated, especially the COVID and influenza vaccines. It's proving that the new bivalent vaccines are very effective. We are seeing in the community, since the bivalent vaccines are out, that there has been a noticeable decrease in positivity for COVID, and we've had a decrease in COVID admissions, which is huge. But unfortunately, people are not thinking about influenza and they're not getting vaccinated for that. So please get vaccinated, because it is very prevalent in the areas. And I said, people just, you know, have thinking COVID and not thinking influenza.
Yeah, and I'm hearing more and more about the flu outbreak this year than I think I ever have.
Yeah, I think it's because people historically have not been getting vaccinated over the past few years, and they've kind of, like, flu was put on the back burner, and now it is, you know, weird his angry head, and we need to start thinking about that again and vaccinate everybody, especially your kids. We have the influenza and RSV is going through the kids and really affecting them, and so we need to protect them.
And we all know it's the season for hugging, right? It's the season for hugging and all those holiday kisses and the mistletoe. Everything that is, everything has us in close proximity right now. I remember even as a baby years ago, my daughter's now 26, but she was before they really did a lot of influenza vaccines for children. But my husband was going through chemotherapy at the time, and her pediatrician, who I absolutely adore, her pediatrician said, you absolutely need to get her vaccinated for flu. And it almost seemed as a novelty. Now that is not the case. Now flu vaccinations are readily available, clearly proven. You can go literally to almost any corner pharmacy, grocery store, etc. So we do have your physician's offices. There's a lot of access now, public health, etc. So there are a lot of places that you can actually. So we now say pretty much there's no reason to not get these vaccinations. Right. Also, I know we've talked a little about, we've been masked for many years. People have been inside or masking or not as much in large groups. So I'm not surprised that we saw we really didn't see a lot of influenza during the time that we were literally masking. But of course, now that things have opened back up, it is certainly the time where all of this is, I think, coming to a head, and prevention is key. Let's also talk a little bit about what are the things that we can do that are just so basic. Like, we finally all, I think, learned about hand washing. Truthfully,
correct.
As someone who finally worked in healthcare, I realized until I worked in healthcare, I don't think I even really knew how to properly wash my hands. I have to admit it. But over working in healthcare, you learn how to really wash your hands. And I think that's one of the things that we've talked about. I think even kids and young people are much better now. So let's talk about some of the basic things that we can do that are within our control.
Yeah, definitely hand washing is the biggest thing. Make sure that if you're out in public, things that you touch. I do notice that now that COVID doesn't seem to be in the news as much, you go into public places, they don't have the hand sanitizer available and the wipes. So please go be prepared when you go to public areas to keep hand sanitizer with you all the time. And make sure when you get home to wash your hands really well before first thing you come into the house. Another thing is respiratory etiquette. So if you're not feeling very well, you know, please stay home. But if you do have to go out, you know, make sure you cover your cough, keep distance away from people, and, you know, just, you know, be sensitive to the fact that you're not feeling well and you could have something that could potentially infect somebody else.
And I'm going to think one of the hardest things this time of year, especially if you have children, is trying to keep them safe because, hey, it's Christmas. Kids want to touch everything. They want to be in everything. They want to be all over the food, all over their presents, stuff like that. And just some basic steps with your kids can eliminate a lot of the potential disaster.
Exactly. They're never too young to teach them hand hygiene. You know, I have a granddaughter who is 1.5 years, and she loves to wash her hands. So they're willing. Just need to teach them.
And even when we talk about, I think even kids can learn that you cover your nose if you're sneezing, but lots of times we're using our hands and then we're also touching the cookie platter, right?
Yeah.
So in the end, we've learned, I think, through time, sneezing into your elbow. There are some options for people. And I think as children, I think our kids these days are much more savvy about these things because they've needed to learn it. And I think they're very willing and very flexible, right? They're very flexible and willing to learn. So it doesn't mean that we have to take the fun out of the holidays. As a matter of fact, we want to put the fun back in the holidays and get everybody back together. But this is certainly something that I think is within our hands, for lack of a better, pardon the pun, but it is within our hands. You can get vaccinated. You can make some choices about staying home if you don't feel well. All of these things are just things I think it's much more in the forefront. And I will honestly say hospitals are busy. You don't have to listen you don't have to listen to me to know that, right? Hospitals are busy. So any of the ways that we can keep people home and healthy and safe allows us to care for the most acutely ill patients without having what we've been seeing on TV and what we've been seeing, listening to on the radio and reading about and hearing from our neighbors is when people are, you know, this ill, we have people waiting for a room in the ER. We have people at urgent care bursting at the seams. We have physician practices who can't get everybody in. So one of the best ways to help us care for you is to do your best and do your part with, plus just we want you to have a healthy, safe holiday and go into the new year as strong as you can.
Absolutely. We're talking with Tammy Healy and Laura Termine from Finger Lakes Health here on FLX Morning. Tammy, I wanted to ask this question because it's something that happened to my wife while she was out of town for a weekend. She was washing her hands frequently because she was out and about in different places. Actually started to, her skin started to get irritated from washing her hands so much. Is there such a thing as too much of a good thing in that case? And if you're going to be in a situation where you're going to want to wash your hands frequently because you're around different people, objects, things of that nature, is there a certain type of soap or liquid that is going to be easier on your skin but still do the job of basically keeping yourself clean?
Yeah, basic soaps are better. Things that have perfumes in them, they are the ones that tend to dry your hands out more. So you want to do, you know, just a basic sensitivity type lotion or soap, and then also use a lotion that is not water-based. You want something that has a nice emollient on it that, you know, keeps a nice barrier on your hands, especially going into this season where, you know, the houses are so dry. It's really, it's important to keep everything.
So we're talking about like a butter or coconut oil base.
Yeah.
And such a great question, because healthcare professionals struggle with this all the time, as you can imagine. The other thing is this time of year for everyone, it gets to the point where they're cracked, they're burning, it's painful. So the idea of thinking about, the other thing is, of course, if you have a choice, washing your hands is always better than using the alcohol-based hand sanitizer.
Right.
Hand sanitizer is obviously great for options when you're out and about in the store and you want to have something in your car. But if you have a choice, use soap and water, because you're going to be, one, better off, and two, less drying. Yeah. And so we certainly know that over time, the more people can do to have, I think, more traditional soap, and especially those, as you said, fragrance-free and some of the ones that are going to be a little easier on our skin.
How important is the antibacterial equation?
It isn't. It's actually the activity of the friction on your hands versus what is in the product itself. So you have to rub your hands for like 20 seconds. So the friction, like I said, is what takes the bacteria off, and then rinsing them well, and then drying them with a nice paper towel or clean towel.
And there's tips for kids. Obviously, you can sing your ABCs. You can sing happy birthday. We can sing holiday songs if we want. We can come up with some way to sort of get that 20 seconds going so that you're actually rubbing, and also interlacing fingers, all of the things that I think might not feel as natural initially when you were first learning to wash your hands and you're little. But now I think we're teaching kids, and they've got it on us now.
I wanted to ask about RSV because, you know, we've been through the pandemic. We now have the vaccine. People are getting their vaccines, getting their boosters. People get their flu shots every year. RSV seems like it's the new kid on the block, so to speak. What are the dangers, especially for kids during the holidays, of them acquiring this? How is it transmitted?
It's transmitted just like the flu and COVID. It's a respiratory infection, and it's transmitted through coughing, sneezing, anybody, or if they're sharing anything. So if they're sharing somebody's drink or food, any, you know, eating utensils, anything that respiratory secretions would be on. RSV has always been out there. I think it's a little prevalent more this year because of, you know, people have been masked for so long, kids have not been subjected to it. Unfortunately, RSV, there's no vaccine for it. There's only treatment with antiviral medications. But these kids, when they get it, it settles right into their respiratory tract, and sometimes it takes quite a toll on them.
That's an important thing to point out, though, that even though there isn't a vaccine, there is antiviral treatments that will work on this. So when we get past the holidays and we get into the new year, do you foresee that the longer we go now that we've been unmasked and we're being exposed to these things, do you think that that will kind of shift the tide maybe next Christmas, where things like RSV may not be as prevalent because we'll have built up some kind of an immunity over time?
Oh, I hope so. This is getting tough.
I would have to say, just on the surface to me, it would be absolutely heartbreaking to have to work in a pediatric unit with kids with RSV, not being able to be home for Christmas.
Yeah, just seeing them so sick, it is
absolutely
difficult.
Yeah.
And if you have a question, certainly for those pediatric patients, call your physician. If you see this labored breathing, we've seen on the news clinicians talking about, if you can actually see the sort of that rib cage struggling, there are moments that you should be watching. Don't question at this point. That's what we're here for. Between urgent care and physician practices, they would much rather you call when you start to see that level of uncomfortability, especially because we are going, as we all know, going into holidays. Doesn't it always work out? Your child always ends up sick sort of on that Friday when you're sort of questioning, should I call? Should I not call? Am I going to get in? We would much rather have a particularly, and of course the ER is here 24/7. We're very proud of our teams and in healthcare that literally they are here for you during the holidays. I can't tell you how many physicians, nurses, respiratory therapists, rad techs, all of them, housekeepers, nutritional service aides, you name it, our team sort of misses time with their family so that they can be there to take care of you. So I really want to give a shout out to our teams who work so hard to be available 24/7 throughout, you know, 365 days a year. But that also means we don't want you to wait. If you have a question, especially if you've got somebody where you feel like somebody's symptoms are changing, or if you have any question yourself, it's always better to call. We'd much rather have someone call and be seen than risk getting more acutely ill.
Absolutely. So, bottom line, two important things to remember here. Number one, hand washing. Best defense against, well, pretty much anything when it comes to the spread of disease. And number two, and this is something I think we've learned a lot more about in the course of the past couple of years, is if you're feeling sick, stay home.
Absolutely. And number three, or perhaps even number one, it's never too late to vaccinate.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ladies, thank you so much for stopping in this morning. Everybody within the Finger Lakes Health System has a wonderful holiday.
Thank you.
And a special shout out to the kids that might be in the pediatric ward right now, because my hearts are definitely with them. Well, awesome. I only have one, but if I had two, they'd both be there.
Give a real big one.
Yeah, absolutely.